The U.S. plans to stay here in Afghanistan even beyond 2014, but it cannot get this done if Afghans disagree. The Obama's administration knows this. Therefore, they have quickly begun talks with President Karzai to sign a security agreement. The U.S. generals now are in great hurry here in Kabul. They want to get this deal sealed immediately. Karzai does not seem opposed to this agreement, but others are. It's against our country's sovereignty, other Afghan politicians say.
We want freedom. We want our own sovereignty, and this agreement will never bring peace, freedom, or sovereignty to the Afghan people.
President Karzai has a key demand. He says U.S. forces should not be given immunity from prosecution inside Afghanistan if they kill civilians or commit other crimes. To others, it's just a political maneuver. They say the U.S. would never accept his demand and believe Karzai sees U.S. presence essential for his own political ambitions. Permanent military bases are also the main part of this agreement. They would be set up in major cities of Afghanistan. But Afghans like this lawmaker have negatively responded to this. Such bases would bring further violence, he told us.
Afghanistan is an occupied country and these foreigners are trying to impose on the government whatever they want. But Afghan people would not give the go-ahead for them. This agreement would further worsen the security situation.
Public opposition to U.S. military involvement here in Afghanistan has grown as the U.S. and its allies failed to live up to their promises. 11 years ago, they invaded this war-torn country to defeat the pro-Taliban militants and save Afghans against their deadly attacks.
That did not happen, though. Local people here are still being killed and wounded, not only by pro-Taliban militants, but even by U.S.-led operations. Over 2,000 civilians are said to have lost their lives this year alone. Most of them were women and children. So given these figures, it seems too difficult now for the U.S. to convince Afghan people that their long-term presence in their country would turn the tide of growing unrest and bring a change in their lives. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.